Hi everyone, welcome to A+. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're talking about the happiest day of a person's life.
Wow, 一生中最开心最幸福的事情。That's right, a person's first ever trip to Disneyland.
No, it's not that.
What? It's not that? If it's not that, then I have no idea what it is.
It's a person's wedding, Laura.
Oh, well, I guess that's...fun too, if they're going to Disneyland for the honeymoon.
Okay, whatever you say. It's our picture dictionary unit, so it's a good idea to look at unit 5 in our magazine so you can see pictures of the things we're going to talk about.
没错，赶快打开你的杂志来看看我们这个月的这个 picture dictionary 到底要教大家什么。So let's find out what they are.
Here comes the bride.
Organ.
Organ.
Lisa will play the organ at her friend's wedding next Saturday.
Lisa will play the organ at her friend's wedding next Saturday.
Groom.
Groom.
After the wedding, the groom gave a speech and thanked the guests for coming.
After the wedding, the groom gave a speech and thanked the guests for coming.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
John rented a tuxedo to wear to the wedding.
John rented a tuxedo to wear to the wedding.
Priest.
Priest.
The priest married the two people in the church.
The priest married the two people in the church.
Diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Cindy wears a diamond ring on the ring finger of her left hand.
Cindy wears a diamond ring on the ring finger of her left hand.
Flower girl.
Flower girl.
The flower girl dropped rose petals on the church's red carpet.
The flower girl dropped rose petals on the church's red carpet.
So, like we said, today we're going to introduce some words for things you can see at a wedding.
好啦，所以今天我们要介绍关于我们在 wedding, 也就是在婚礼当中会看到的人事物哦。
The first word we see in the picture is an organ, O-R-G-A-N, organ. So what is an organ? An organ is a very big musical instrument like a keyboard. For example, Lisa will play the organ at her friend's wedding next Saturday. Lisa will play the organ at her friend's wedding next Saturday.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚第一个字 organ, 当然不是指我们的器官，在本课当中它是指风琴或者是管风琴，它是个名词哦。像是刚刚的例句呢，就是表示 Lisa 会在她朋友下周六的婚礼上弹奏风琴。
An organ uses air that passes through pipes, and you play it like a piano or keyboard.Because they are so large, they are not moved very often. In fact, a pipe organ is the biggest musical instrument in the world.
Wow, it is. Okay, so 如果有看过风琴就会知道它的体型超大的。然后啊，刚刚 Pat 老师补充竟然就是，我现在才知道是它是全世界最大的乐器耶。不过呢，其实它是跟这个 piano 啊，钢琴很类似，或者是跟 keyboard, 也就是键盘乐器。一样就是你要弹奏
Pipe organs are also very old instruments. They have been around for hundreds of years. They are often used to play religious music, like in Christian churches.
Oh, that's right. 所以 pipe organs 也就是管风琴是比较古老的乐器，那它们已经有好几百年的历史哦。通常我们可能会看到类似像是在基督教的这个教堂里面就会出现哦，像是唱诗歌的时候就会用这个 organ 来弹奏美妙的音乐。
Okay, what's next on our list?Word power number 2 is the groom, G-R-O-O-M, groom. The groom is very important for a wedding, but what is a groom? The groom is the man who is about to be married or has just been married. For example, after the wedding, the groom gave a speech and thanked the guests for coming. After the wedding, the groom gave a speech and thanked the guests for coming.
在婚礼当中，少不了当然是男主角，也就是新郎啦。他的英文要怎么说呢？就是 groom。像是刚刚的例句提到了，婚礼后这个新郎发表演说，并且这个感谢这个宾客的参与。
We can also use the word bridegroom, all one word, bridegroom, bridegroom, to mean the groom.
当然呢，除了 groom, 还可以用什么呢 ?bridegroom 来表示新郎哦。
In a traditional wedding, the groom stands at the front of the church and waits for the woman to come in. He stands with some other friends, family members, and they're called the groomsmen, G-R-O-O-M-S-M-E-N, groomsmen.
OK, 我们来看一下，其实婚礼上的伴郎在英文有两种翻译，分别为刚刚 Pat 老师也有补充的，就是 groomsmen 以及 bestman。
Yeah, we can get onto that later as well.
OK, 不过这两个翻译有什么不同？其实呢，在婚礼当中，其实它会有很多位的伴郎，就像刚刚 Pat 老师说，他是在教堂的前面。OK, 所以一般的伴郎就叫做这个 groomsman。那 bestman 呢？之后呢，我们就会聊到有关 bestman 哦。
OK, one thing you might see in our picture is that the groom and some of the other men are wearing a tuxedo, spelled T-U-X-E-D-O, tuxedo, which is our next word. A tuxedo is a formal suit, including a dinner jacket, pants and shoes. For example, John rented a tuxedo to wear to the wedding. John rented a tuxedo to wear to the wedding.
OK, 所以 tuxedo 呢就是男生的晚礼服，也就是我们所谓称的燕尾服。所以刚刚的例句提到就是 John 他租了一件这个婚礼要穿的晚礼服，他用 rent 这个动词来表示租礼服的租。
So a tuxedo is sometimes worn with a bow tie, but you could also wear one with a normal tie, and maybe with a vest or other clothes.
That's right, OK, 那通常我们这个燕尾服可能有包含像是 bow tie,就是蝴蝶结形状的领结啦，或者是一般的 tie, 就是领带，或者是有个 vest, 背心，反正就是要穿得非常 you know, you're wearing smart clothes, 就是时髦或是有点正式看起来很厉害的衣服啦。
Men could also wear a tuxedo to a formal dinner party. And at a wedding, the groom and the groomsman will often wear matching tuxedos, so they all have the same clothes and colors. Many guests will wear tuxedos too.
没错，通常我们穿 tuxedo 的时候都是在 formal, 就是正式的 dinner party 晚宴。那通常像是我们提到的男宾相跟新郎都会穿这个很正式的燕尾服，而且可能是有互相的怎么样搭配的款式哦。当然呢，参加的宾客也会穿得很正式啦。
Okay, well, our next word is another important person at a traditional Christian wedding, and it is the priest.P-R-I-E-S-T, priest. But who is he or she? A priest is someone who is allowed to perform a wedding and other religious duties. For example, the priest married the two people in the church. The priest married the two people in the church.
那婚礼非常重要的人，除了新郎，当然还有证婚的人，就是 priest, 也就是牧师。像是刚刚的例句提到啊，这名牧师在教会为这两名新人证婚哦。
Notice that in that last sentence, we use the verb marry, M-A-R-R-Y, marry, to mean officially make two people married. And that's a different way we can use the word marry. The more usual way is to say Jake married Karen last year, so two meanings for it.
Of course. 其实刚刚的例句中大家有没有发现 marry 是当作证婚的意思。可是一般来说我们可以用 marry 来表示结婚或者是某人娶谁某人嫁给谁像是冯德伦 married 舒淇哦。There are two really famous
Yes, I know those.
不过口语上我们还常会用 somebody got married 来表示某人结婚了。For example, I was so happy when I heard 林心如 and 舒淇 got married a couple of months ago.
Okay. A priest will also help people if they have problems, teach people about religion, and take part in other religious events, like giving babies their names in the eyes of God, and so on.
Yeah, okay, 这个牧师除了证婚，当然还可以传教啦，或者是帮宝宝取一些 Catholic or Christian names.
Okay, well, it's now time for our next word, which is something women will wear after they get married, and sometimes before. It's a diamond ring. That's two words. Diamond is D-I-A-M-O-N-D.Diamond and ring is R-I-N-G, ring. Diamond ring. Let's find out more. A ring is a circle of metal you wear on your finger. Now, a diamond ring is a ring with a diamond in it. A diamond is a clear, precious stone. Here's an example. Cindy wears a diamond ring on the ring finger of her left hand. Cindy wears a diamond ring on the ring finger of her left hand.
没错 ,diamond ring 当然就是指钻戒啦，因为 diamond 就是钻石 ,ring 就是戒指。像是 Cindy 刚刚的例句提到她把钻戒戴在她的左手的无名指上，就是 ring finger, 就是无名指。
Now women, of course, can wear diamond rings even when they're not married. But if the ring is to show that they are married, and it's on the ring finger, we can also call it a wedding ring. Wedding is W-E-D-D-I-N-G, wedding, so wedding ring.
没错，其实有句话说得很好，就是 A diamond is a girl's best friend. 钻石是女孩最好的朋友，所以没有结婚的人但也可以 戴这个钻戒。但是结婚的钻戒如果要特别明确的表示，我们可以用 a wedding ring.
Okay, now my ring is made of silver and there isn't a diamond in it. However, my wife has a diamond ring that I gave her when I asked her to marry me.
Oh,对，没有错，刚刚讲的没有错。其实不是所有的婚戒一定要都是 diamond rings 钻戒哦。Yeah, I think silver rings are nice for wedding rings too.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Okay, so our last word for today is another person at a wedding, okay? It's a flower girl. Two words, flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, and then girl, G-I-R-L, flower girl. But what is a flower girl?A flower girl is a young girl who carries flowers. She walks into the church in front of the woman. For example, the flower girl dropped rose petals on the church's red carpet. The flower girl dropped rose petals on the church's red carpet.
I used to be a flower girl when I was a little girl.、Mm-hmm. 所以 flower girl 是什么呢？就是女花童。像是刚刚的例句提到，这这名女花童在教堂的红毯上撒下什么呢？就是玫瑰花瓣 rose petals.
So the flower girl is often a young girl in the bride. That's the woman's family.
Right.、
Or maybe the daughter of a very close friend.
没错。刚我提到小时候我都是当花童哦。I loved being the flower girl、mm-hmm. when I was a little girl. I can get dressed up in lovely dresses.
Yep, that's the idea. They get a nice special dress. A flower girl's job is basically to look pretty and cute.And to drop flowers on the floor to make the church look nice for the bride. And it's also a really good way to get kids involved in a wedding.
Totally, 没错，有小朋友当花童都超可爱的。然后刚刚有提到，像是例句当中，他们会撒花瓣啊，让婚礼看起来很美很浪漫哦。Okay, that's the end of our first set of words. So let's now go to our wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, Pat, I have a challenge for you.
Do I win anything if I can complete the challenge?
Well, no. Oh. But if you lose the challenge, I'm allowed to laugh at you for the rest of the week.
Oh, no. Okay, what do I have to do?
Okay, I have the 6 words from today on this whiteboard, right?
Yes.
Now, this is a challenge. I challenge you to make up a story using all these 6 words.
Oh.
You have to use all of them.
Okay.
所以 Pat 老师刚刚接受我一个挑战 challenge, 就是要用今天学到的6个单词来编一个故事。大家觉得 Pat 老师可不可以挑战成功呢? Do you think you're going to win?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Here goes. Okay, so it is, I'm going to call him Steve. Steve is going to get married. So, of course, he is going to put on his tuxedo. That's right. And, of course, because he is getting married, he is the groom. Okay, so that's 2. He's got his tuxedo on. Now he goes to the church, okay? He goes up to the front of the church and he sees the priest waiting for him, okay? And the priest kind of tells him what he's going to do and what's going to happen and calms him down because I remember from being a groom, it gets pretty nervous at times. Now, luckily he's got his good friend, his buddy,Peter there with him.
Oh, good.
And Peter is holding the diamond ring because that's part of his job.
Great.
Okay? Again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. So, then, everybody goes quiet. Okay. You hear the organ playing. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, so that's the music.
Yeah, that's the music.
Right, it's the bridal march by a composer called Handel.
Right.
And a door at the back opens.
Whoa.
And out comes the flower girl. She's looking beautiful. She's throwing the petals.
So sweet. And that's it?
Well, I used all the words. What
but,
more?
But you didn't finish the story.
Well, we didn't finish the picture dictionary.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
No.
We have 6 more words to introduce tomorrow.
That's right. So, did I pass the challenge?
Well, I won't laugh at you for now.
Well, that's something. Join us again tomorrow and find out what the other 6 wedding words are. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Here comes the bride.
Organ.
Organ.
Lisa will play the organ at her friend's wedding next Saturday.
Lisa will play the organ at her friend's wedding next Saturday.
Groom.
Groom.
After the wedding, the groom gave a speech and thanked the guests for coming.
After the wedding, the groom gave a speech and thanked the guests for coming.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
John rented a tuxedo to wear to the wedding.
John rented a tuxedo to wear to the wedding.
Priest.
Priest.
The priest married the 2 people in the church.
The priest married the 2 people in the church.
Diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Cindy wears a diamond ring on the ring finger of her left hand.
Cindy wears a diamond ring on the ring finger of her left hand.
Flower girl.
Flower girl.
The flower girl dropped rose petals on the church's red carpet.
The flower girl dropped rose petals on the church's red carpet.